You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Braggadocio was a game we literally thought of on the way to wherever we were doing the live show that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was, let's go against the grain and get people to do something we've all been trained not to do.
Yeah.
Brag. So we selected three people from the audience who volunteered. Who are going to come up with us on stage. Come on up. And Maitland is going to help, and we are going to do their three brags. Hot Wings, you'll help by recapping in between so we can all remember.
Yep.
And then by applause, we'll choose a winner of the best bragger and the winner of Braggadocio.
Braggadocio.
Sound good? Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds great.
Let's meet our first contestant. We'll do one brag at a time. One gentleman. Oh, we'll get to that in a second. What is your name?
John.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good, good.
Your shirt says husband. Is that as a memory for you so you know what you are?
It's one of my brags.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. I found someone to marry me. Is that your brag?
No, he has his shirt.
All right, we'll come back to that. Sir, what is your name?
My name is Sean.
Do you wish Maitland would wiggle the microphone more?
Yeah.
Sean.
I'm trying to move things and I almost spilled.
Sean volunteered immediately for Braggadocio. And then I said, you need three brags. And Sean said, I only got one.
Okay. All right.
Come up with lies like Hot Wings in middle school.
Yeah. I'm going to be lying. Yeah.
And our final contestant, what is your name?
Tanya.
Hi, Tanya. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Tanya, are you ready to brag?
Of course.
Okay. I'm not going to ask anybody a lot of questions right now because I don't want to spoil any brags. Let's go back to John and get started. John. What is your first brag on Braggadocio?
Braggadocio.
I'm a certified police officer in the state of New Jersey.
Somebody's a certified police officer.
Braggadocio.
I've got a uniform.
What does an uncertified police officer look like?
You don't have the certification.
Yeah,
dummy.
Idiot.
Yeah. Dope.
Thank you. That does make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
Which community are you a certified police officer in?
I got certified by the police academy, Ocean County Police Academy, class 108.
Wait, do you have a job?
No.
Okay, that's even better.
Oh, braggadocio.
Okay. COVID did it.
Okay, that's like somebody who has a psychology degree. What do you do? I lay bricks.
I'm a barista.
Yeah, okay.
John, I love it.
Okay,
thanks.
So you're a not employed police officer. Okay.
He's an unemployed certified cop.
Okay.
Better than being an unemployed uncertified cop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a related category, an unemployed, uncertified, uncircumcised cop.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Rare.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Roll back the turtleneck.
Hello. Hello, Sean.
Hey.
What is your first brag?
My first brag is I have been with my significant other for 15 years.
Braggadocio.
Okay.
Oh, someone's in love.
Now, Sean, did that at any point occur to you that that's not exactly a compliment to your significant other? Like, yeah, I've been with her for 15 years. If you saw her, you'd know that's a miracle.
Oh, it really is.
Oh.
I think he probably means that the opposite way of how you mean it, though, Freebird.
Yeah, you mean it like you're hard to get along with, not she's gross.
Whatever you need to tell yourself.
Okay. Are you the 15-year ma'am? Are you satisfied with this current arrangement? Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. So you're hanging in there. Hey.
You don't need to talk to the locals about being trafficked or...
Okay.
Did you arrive from Wayfair in a nice credenza? Gotcha. Okay. All right. All right. All right. Sean's got a wife of 15 years. Wife?
Hey.
We'll get there.
Wait, are you engaged?
Wait. You're going to... I thought I was getting one question. You're kind of ruining.
Well,
I know it's difficult. This may come up in his future brags.
All right. Well, I'm just going to make a note that I have questions.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Hi, Tanya.
Hello.
What do you think of the scrutiny people are getting so far?
I'm worried.
Okay. Tanya, what is your first brag?
I save lives for a living.
You do.
Oh.
Hey.
You work at a Wawa.
Close. I work at a hospital.
Okay.
It's pretty close to a Wawa.
Okay.
Well, all right.
Everything is right.
Less snacks.
All right.
Only ginger ale.
This is a good first round of Braggadocio.
Braggadocio.
Remember, audience, you'll be voting for the winner of the best brags. John, let's go back to the front of the line. Hot Wings, what was John's first brag?
He's an unemployed cop.
John.
Certified.
An unemployed certified police officer in the state of New Jersey.
John, what is your second brag?
My second brag is I was in the United States Navy for 5 years as an air traffic controller, certified by the FAA.
Double certification.
Oh, many certifications.
Hey, what are you going to do? Somebody can't get stopped getting certified.
Man.
My dad always said if you were in the Navy, you were a pussy because he was an Army guy.
Major Cheese just raised his drink and said, yep.
I love branch versus branch violence.
Isn't it great?
It's one of my favorite things.
I just made that up, by the way. My dad's literally never said that. I'm sorry to.
It seemed like he did by his reaction. He did not seem sad by that. Thank you for your service, by the
way. Go Navy.
Go Navy.
Go midshipman.
All right. Back to Sean.
Okay. My next brag is I have been engaged for 11 years.
Whoa, braggadocio. Whoa. That could be a record.
That might be a record. Somebody bought a ring and forgot the next step, braggadocio.
Actually, it's not. My uncle and aunt were engaged for 17 years.
Oh, my gosh. Did they end up getting married?
Finally, yes. We were like, what are you doing? Like, what's the point?
After I said that, what if Hot Wings said, nope, they broke up and they hate each other. He threatened to kill her.
They died. It was a murder-suicide. It was hilarious.
11 years. Can I ask follow-up questions now?
No, not yet.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
I enjoy your demeanor.
Yeah, me too.
Tanya's next. I forgot to do this for Sean, but what is Tanya's first brag?
She saves lives for a living.
She saves lives. You didn't put any sort of smarmy tint on that.
Oh, Tanya, she doesn't work at Wawa.
She does not work at Wawa.
That's her brag, yeah.
What is your second brag, Tanya?
I have a talking cat.
You have a somebody's got a talking feline.
Braggadocio.
Oh, okay. Christy, you got to adopt that thing. How does your cat talk?
So first off, he screams a lot, but he also is learning buttons.
That is not a word you're allowed to say.
My bad.
But you have a button that says that naughty BS word, and the cat just is like, BS, BS.
And he thinks
BS.
It's funny because everyone reacts to it, so now he just does it all the time.
Do you think at some point you'll regret teaching him? Like, 100%. You'll put food out and you'll
it
be like,
it wasn't my idea, but 100%.
You think I could put a BS button on my cat?
Yes. First, learn the cookie button first. That changes everything.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
Just don't eat the cookie.
Right. No, yeah. I like cookies, though.
I was going to say, right. As well, cookie.
Yeah. All right. Now, the final round. This is where it gets big. Hot Wings, what were John's first two brags?
He has a certification in policing, a certification in air traffic controlling, and is using neither.
Okay.
From what I understand
John,
right now.
Brag number three on Braggadocio.
Brag number three, there's a gentleman in the back there with a Phillies fanatic hat on. Last September, I married his sister, and I became a certified husband.
It's weird that you, rather than pointing to your wife, you pointed to her brother. I finally got to sleep with somebody in that guy's family. Oh, ever since I saw that hat, I wanted to bet his mom or his sister, and I knew I'd get one. That was awesome. I loved that. Howings, what were Sean's first two brags?
He has been with a significant other for 15 years and engaged for 11 of those 15.
All right. Guy makes a decision. All right, what's the third one, Sean?
We are getting married in 50 days.
50 days!
Braggadocio.
Braggadocio. Somebody's getting... All right. Have you met the judge yet?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it going to be a big wedding?
Yes.
It is?
It better be after 15 years.
Is your family like, I'm not even coming?
No, they're all very excited.
Really?
Yes.
Even her family?
Yes, her family as well.
Okay.
Was it part of the plan to wait long enough so some of them would die so that the party could be smaller?
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly
let's get rid of some of the old aunts and uncles first.
Yeah, hey, honey, now that we're engaged, let's wait till some of your racist uncles are dead.
Yeah, but in 15 years, there's the opportunity for a whole new generation to be born,
right?
Oh, yeah, but you don't invite kids. No one wants kids at the wedding. They're a drag.
So, going to be a church wedding?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
No. We're non-traditional.
That is awesome. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
To both of you. Appreciate you riding the slow ship to Happy Town. I don't even know what that means.
I see the ocean. I think about ships.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Just say words fast and see how it goes. Right, Steve?
Exactly.
All right. Hot Wings, what were Tanya's first two brags?
Tanya saves lives for a living and has a talking cat.
That says swears.
That swears.
Tanya,
like she does,
what is braggadocio number three?
I can tie a cherry stem in a knot with my tongue.
Oh.
Braggadocio.
Somebody's a produce worker. Braggadocio. How did you learn this?
A lot of days at the bar, just hanging out.
Wait, were you a bartender working there or a drunk drinking there?
A patron,
there?
Just okay. Hanging out.
No judgment here.
Bring me a cherry stem.
Well, I do kind of want to see, although I know how it works out. I know what a knot looks like, mm-hmm. So I suppose I can work my way through that. All right, Hot Wings is going to recap the three brags for each of them, and then we will vote by applause, and the winner will get an awesome Stella Artois cooler that may be seen right down there on the end. Oh, yeah. Okay, they are here. I'm just pointing in random directions, hoping there's a cooler
there. Don't worry.
That's how it's going. All right, Hot Wings. Our first contestant, John, his three brags were?
He is a certified non-practicing police officer in New Jersey, a certified non-practicing air traffic controller, and a certified brother-in-law to a guy who has a hat.
All right, what about Sean?
Okay. Sean has been with a significant other for 15 years. She remains a dishonest woman after an additional 11. He plans to make her an honest woman in 50 days. But who knows, the beard could revolt.
Okay. And finally for Tanya.
Okay. Tanya works at a hospital near a Wawa. Tanya has a chatty pussy.
You won't forget it.
And Tanya can do fruity things with her tongue.
Oh, yeah. Very good at mouth stuff. Yeah.
We like that.
I love the reviews.
Yeah.
All right. By applause, vote for your favorite bragger on Braggadocio. Are you ready? Applause for John. Applause for Sean. Applause for Tanya.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
I don't know, guys.
Wow.
A lot of times I kind of dread the applause thing because I'm like, we never know who's going to win. It sounds the same. That one, though, like you said, pretty clear. Let's hear it for Tanya.
Oh, she's got a cherry, too.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
Okay.
All right. So she's eating the cherry.
All right. Okay. Maitland, give us a play-by-play.
Second cherry.
Yeah, she's here.
Okay.
Hold on. I got to chew my cherries.
Yeah, a little ASMR.
Yeah.
See it.
Oh, let me eat another one then, if that's what they want to hear.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They don't.
Okay.
Oh, that was beautiful.
That was a squishy squisher.
Squishy cherry.
All right. Yeah. She's getting it in there.
I assume while she's doing this, in her mind, she's playing You Give Love a Bad Name.
Also, Tanya has a tongue ring, so this is even more impressive.
Oh, yeah. She's so good at mouth
this
stuff.
This is going to be a tragedy.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Can you tie a knot around the tongue ring?
She's concentrating.
Like making a maypole in your mouth.
Yeah.
All right, she's
chewing. She doesn't have it yet.
She's spinning. She's twirling.
Oh, boy. I mean, this could... If you can't prove this... Oh. Oh, we may have to give the prize to the second place contestant.
This could change everything.
This is basically like Vanessa Williams posing nude and then winning Miss America.
She broke it.
She broke the cherry.
You popped that cherry with your tongue.
You said it was broken from riding bike on a cobblestone bike, but I bet it was broken from poking.
You said you were a gymnast.
Yeah. And now you're just going to move on like all the others.
Chicken.
Brought it to completion.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.